as it is. See, it used to be never have any traffic out there. Because of that place as I have is almost like a junkyard. People never go there even. And now I'm cleaning it up and I build a house. And the sign for sale on the first corner, but right now they sold it, so make a little traffic. But now kind of slow down. But if your car come in, we already have a hard time to even drive it out. Who's going to back it off? Who's going to continue to go forward? Except my ear hearing is not good. A while ago, Ross said something about it. Maybe at least Whiting or something may have a chance. I don't know if he mentioned that or not. But that is a major invest for the county, for the money, the tax money, just for that short. I do not know. I think Mary Jo maybe need to be try to buy some more or wait till somebody else to buy. That's my kind of opinion, to buy the whole hill. It would make more sense to me. But right now, there's nothing but rock and the road is not good. I don't know. It's hard to turn around with the trailer. If somebody got a, if they limited it, it'd be fine. If somebody got a 35 or 34 even, it's hard to even stretch in it. And if they do, then they might, then county might have to finish some road on this end, go out that way, otherwise they're going to still go through Amherst Road. That's already small enough. Some nosy people's already kind of come in and check around. Used to be as a drugs. The guys have cooked the drugs. They have houses right here. A lot of drugs. People fly in and fly out like a highway. And so I bought that place just trying to stop people. Then later on I said, well, I'm going to build one out there. And me and Sheila, let's talk about, want me maybe give some easement, give some land for my, just so they can circle around. And so I don't know about what I really try to say. I just want to know they have a hearing today about that. I know Mary Jo tried to do something about the property. I like to see that happen. But for that much land, I don't know. I don't think it's... If they're going to pull out the traffic out of that 76, that can be nightmare. So that's just my kind of things pending about it. And I don't mind working with Sheila in a Rowan Bridge or something like that. Try to make give something to, you know, donate my part of it. I just want them to make sure, give me some access because I own not a close by the 3 acres on the back. I want to have access to go in on this end. You know, this is, yeah. She did it. Yeah. That's all I don't mind to work with the people, but I just my ideas not. I don't, too small of the name for how many, my hearing's not good. I don't hear how many they try to put in. I like to see the place develop because a lot of junk's down there.
Yeah.
Even I have another house, it's kind of junk. I have another house out there, but my new one is not too bad.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Billy,
yeah.
For you and Mr. Glaze, why don't you try to come to the transportation board meeting about the improvements on the hill for MoDOT?
He can help.
We can get with MoDOT.
I don't want
you go.
We can get with MoDOT and try to get
it. I don't want to.
Yeah. I didn't hear you, sir.
If you come to the meeting and talk to the
what's
board.
What's the purpose?
We can get with MoDOT and try to get it improved.
Yeah.
That would be a good step to make, come to the transportation board meeting.
For what? For what purpose?
To help on the hill on the Mount Branch.
Yeah, I have no problem doing that because you know.
I'm just trying to help you.
The greatest thing is they're reducing the density that was, you know, basically about half again its lots since were previously approved. But the MoDOT property that's between Hillcrest, they've got different names for them, but Hillcrest and Angeles, right, that particular area there, Scott, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, there's plenty of room there for ingress and egress if it's built outright for fifth wheels and tiny homes. The problem is in the traffic flow from east and west on 76. And, you know, once you get, if there was some kind of turn lane or something.
Well, my idea, and they would have to approve it, they've got the width there that can go wider.
Right.
Put curb and gutter.
Yep.
A ditch in over the lot. There you have room for a turn lane that they would have to approve it.
But, I mean, the project's a great idea. That is an issue. I don't care who lives there.
Yeah, you raise a good point. So, and I think Devin is recommending that. But do we have anyone else that's wanting to speak against this application?
I'm not against the application.
Yeah. Got that.
So, Devin, what is the rock cut saying? What you want me to go to the...
I'm just saying if you want to try to improve it, you would need to come to the transportation board.
Well, I talked to the MoDOT one time when they tried to take the sand. Used to be no, it, now they put a sand, like a sandpaper on the road so well stop the slide. See, I have the house also right on here. I can hear every day, almost every day, every week or a couple months, boom, boom. It's because people too fast coming down, they kill somebody with a cement truck, and just let them go. But it's a horror. I tried to talk to them one time. She's very nice. I was does anyway, they said, we try to figure it out. We just haven't find out what's the best way. I don't know what kind of effort we're not engineer, except that they're going to buy some more property or wine. See, they have now have a runabout. Make us really kind of hard to come out sometime. But when they want to go to Lakeshore, that's my benefit. That's the only way we can take it off there.
Yeah.
But before, not a problem. But I understand, but it's not that many people live here, so I don't drive that much. But I just said, yeah, but they build something like that. That can be in and out problem.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's it.
Yeah. Well,
they bring
a lot of good points. And they pull out of there. They're going to turn and go towards town, so they're going to have to cross the traffic.
Well, you'll have to work with MoDOT anyway.
Well,
you get a permit.
Yeah, but they can make the driveways one as easy as they want to get off. But when they pull out and go south or go down the hill, that's going to be a problem.
Add a third lane or the turn lane right there.
Yeah, but you're going to turn across that lane and to go towards town to go down the hill. Either way you cut it, and with a 35-foot trailer behind.
If you want to come back up, sir.
When I'm at Dustin Spears out there, this exit is very, very steep. It's hard to get out. This Hillcrest is very, very steep. This is the only semi-level exit out. So since the Cox family owns this property, we had suggested running Amherst over here and running Hillcrest here and exiting there and do away with these two exits because they're very, very steep. So that's what we'd be willing to do. And make this very, very wide so that people can get in and out very easily. And that would eliminate a lot of the problem.
Well, we do. Scott, thanks for catching the procedure there for us to get. There was a lot of good information raised. Mm-hmm. So if it was approved, is there anything that requires them to go to the MoDOT to get approval for the driveway? There would be. That was in the decision of record.
Is that an existing driveway now?
Mm-hmm.
It is an existing.
Is that in the?
That's a private road.
No, it's not one of them. But we could add that he'd be required to produce a Missouri Highway Department permit for the driveway. Number 13. We would need to vote on it first before to change the decision of record. We've already got a motion on the floor, so unless you want to amend that motion.
We need to rescind our motion before we do that.
We can if that's the if we don't want to have a vote with the motion that's on the floor right now. We do have a motion and a second. We're in discussion, so. We can either vote on the motion or amend the motion.
Yeah, somebody could amend the motion to add number 13.
Well, I'd like to see that in there as far as I like the idea of this improvement on the access using Haines Street and some of those other entrances because they are difficult to get in and out of.
So would you like to amend the motion that's on the floor with to add 13?
I'll amend my motion to state that plan that was brought forward was to bring Amherst and Hillcrest into Taney and have one entrance for the whole project with the stipulation that MoDOT approves it for a project such as a mobile home park, RV park. Does that sound right?
Sounds good. Randy, second that. Any further discussion? Sir, would you like to go ahead and come up during the vote?
Yes.
So we do have a motion and a second. And the motion is to approve what's been presented with an amendment to add the Amherst and Hillcrest to come into one egress and ingress road for the project. Any further discussion?
So we're going to vote okay on this, or deny it, or agree to okay it, and then we're going to let Scott go over the final plan. Is that what you all want to do?
The restrictions.
The restrictions. Or is that what you want to do? Nope. Nope.
Not with the current motion.
Nope. I don't think that's a good idea. And if we started on this project, there's going to be an additional project that's going to come in that same direction. We lose control. But we can go ahead and vote on this one.
Yeah. We still have some things to work out.
We don't see that, though, sir.
Well, just give me a preliminary vote that you'll allow us to move forward.
If we vote against it, it's going to be hard to bring it back through here, I think.
Okay.
And I have to start all over.
Well, let me point out some hurdles that we have to.
The Board of Adjustment.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. It may be difficult to vacate this since we don't own this piece of property. We need to work that. We don't own this piece, but we don't own this piece of property, so we're going to have to work with this landowner to vacate this piece. Their house, according to this, is actually on our property. So we need to figure that out. We don't own this piece of property, so we have to have access right here. But according to this, this house is on our property. Well, that's a problem. So we still have some stuff to work out. But I'm not going to spend any more time working on this if you all are against it. If you think, hey, this is a good idea, but We'll come back, we'll show you where every concrete pad is for one of these.